Right now, as you read these words, where is your mind? Fully here, absorbing each sentence? Or has part of you already drifted to your inbox, tonight's dinner, or that conversation from yesterday? Here's the uncomfortable truth. You're present for only about 50% of your life. The rest, you're mentally elsewhere, running simulations of the past or future while the present moment slips by unnoticed. This isn't a character flaw. It's how every human brain operates. But what if you could reclaim that missing half? Neuroscientist Amishi Jha has spent decades studying attention, working with everyone from Navy SEALs to Fortune 500 executives, and her research reveals something remarkable. Your attention is simultaneously your greatest superpower and your most vulnerable resource. It's the brain's boss, amplifying whatever you focus on and making it brighter, louder, more real. Yet it's also fragile, rapidly depleted by the very conditions that define modern life: stress, poor mood, and threat. The good news? Attention is trainable, and the training doesn't require expensive technology or radical lifestyle changes. Just 12 minutes a day. Your attention operates through three distinct systems. The flashlight, your orienting system, selectively illuminates targets while suppressing distractions. The floodlight, your alerting system, maintains broad vigilance. The juggler, your executive control, aligns actions with goals and overrides automatic responses. These systems rarely work simultaneously. Deep focus can make you oblivious to someone calling your name. High alert during crises makes complex planning impossible. Inside your brain, 86 billion neurons form competing networks. Show someone two faces simultaneously, and neural groups processing each face suppress the other. More faces in your Zoom call make everyone fuzzier. Attention becomes your superpower by biasing this neural battle, boosting activity for whatever it selects. Your brain evolved with structural biases, 50% devoted to visual processing, yet only 2 degrees of your 200-degree visual field have high acuity. These biases optimized survival. When attention breaks down, this superpower turns against you, becoming a glitchy time machine jumping between past regrets and future catastrophes without permission. Three forces sabotage your attention: stress, poor mood, and threat. Stress hijacks your focus from the present into rumination about the past or worry about the future. While some stress motivates, prolonged exposure pushes you into distress. Your mental flashlight gets stuck on negative thoughts, your alerting system becomes hypervigilant, and your executive control starts dropping balls. Poor mood creates loops of repetitive negative thought, with lab studies showing induced negative moods significantly degrade performance on attention-demanding tasks. Under threat, focused attention scatters. Attention reconfigures, threat vigilance increases, and anything threat-related captures and holds focus. This response evolved for survival, but makes deep engagement impossible. You don't even need to feel stressed for attention to be compromised. High cognitive demands, evaluative pressure, and uncertainty degrade attention regardless of emotional state. Many high achievers don't identify their experience as stressful despite clear attention degradation. Common advice for focusing under stress: think positive, suppress upsetting thoughts, concentrate on something else, actually requires the very attentional resources you're trying to conserve. These strategies deplete attention instead of strengthening it. Working memory is your brain's temporary scratch space with disappearing ink. The moment attention shifts, content fades. Brain imaging reveals that during rest between tasks, specific regions activate consistently. People aren't truly resting, they're running self-focused simulations through the default mode network, analyzing feelings and planning ahead. Working memory serves as the portal between long-term storage and conscious thought, essential for encoding new information, retrieving memories, tracking social intentions, and regulating emotions. People with higher working memory capacity control emotional responses better. Most critically, it's where you maintain goals, from simple tasks to complex intentions. Laboratory experiments reveal tight constraints. Most people hold only 3 faces or 4 simple items before performance collapses. This limitation exists because each item has a unique brain frequency signature, and you can maintain only 4 channels before they scramble. Working memory typically fails 3 ways: overload, exceeding capacity, blanking, sudden vanishing, and distraction, new information overwriting old. These failures reveal how deeply working memory and attention intertwine, like dance partners who must move smoothly together or both stumble. Contrary to earlier belief, adult brains show remarkable neuroplasticity, reorganizing based on regular input. London cab drivers have larger hippocampi than bus drivers because they navigate complex routes rather than fixed ones. The STRONG Project, a 4-year study with deploying soldiers, compared mindfulness to positivity training. Positivity training proved depleting, requiring constant reappraisal that strained cognitive resources. Practice itself matters most. Studies showed mindfulness practitioners improved significantly while theory-only groups matched controls. The minimum effective dose? 12 minutes daily. The prescription? 4 weeks, 5 days weekly, 12 minutes daily. The practice? Assume proper posture, focus on breath-related sensations, notice when attention wanders, redirect it back. This mental push-up strengthens attention through repetition. Feeling more stressed initially is positive. It indicates increased awareness of previously unconscious mind wandering. The practice becomes challenging precisely when most valuable, when boredom and restlessness arise. Attention derives from Latin attendere, to stretch toward, revealing how it creates connection. Social connection is vital for survival. We literally die faster without it. Yet we struggle to maintain focus during conversations or stay present with others. Lieutenant General Walt Piatt demonstrated this power during a tense meeting with 3 conflicting tribal leaders in Iraq. Rather than rushing to solutions, he fully listened to each leader and precisely reflected their words. This presence transformed the dynamic, earning respect and creating dialogue. When a young daughter wanted to bake cookies with her mother, she became upset whenever her mother checked her phone, revealing her need for undivided attention. Attention is our most valuable currency. Loving-kindness meditation cultivates connection by offering well wishes to yourself, then progressively to a benefactor, neutral person, difficult person, and all beings. Research shows this practice improves positive mood, perspective taking, and may reduce implicit biases while increasing connection and reducing loneliness. In our fragmented world, being fully present becomes revolutionary. We're experiencing a revolution in mental fitness, parallel to the physical fitness movement of the 1960s. The brain can be trained to operate differently through consistent practice that builds new neural pathways, not through willpower alone. Like physical exercise, mindfulness often feels uncomfortable initially. That discomfort builds distress tolerance, your capacity to manage emotional distress while remaining effective. Meta-awareness, monitoring your own conscious experience, provides situational awareness for your internal landscape. Physical sensations serve as cues, helping you recognize attention patterns before they derail you. This isn't about perpetual calm. It's about noticing when you're unfocused or overfocused, when your mind wanders, and what's happening around and within you. In a world that constantly mines your attention for profit and pulls you into past regrets and future anxieties, reclaiming your attention becomes an act of rebellion. You have 86 billion neurons, 3 sophisticated attention systems, and neuroplasticity. All it requires is 12 minutes daily, less time than scrolling social media. Your attention is your life. Reclaim it.